Dr. Martin Taylor, MBE, is considered by many to be the fingerstyle jazz guitarist performing today. Self-taught from age 4, Taylor's career spans over 50 years, during which he has released over 100 recordings, won many awards, received 2 honorary doctorates, and collaborated with artists ranging from Stephan Grappelli to George Harrison, Tommy Emmanuel, and many, many others. Taylor tours extensively. He'll be performing tonight at St. Joseph's Collegiate Institute on Kenmore Avenue. Taylor began by telling me how, as a 4-year-old, he was captivated by the sound of the guitar.
My dad was a jazz musician. He was a string bass player, and he also played guitar. He actually started out playing guitar, and when I was 4 years old, I became fascinated by it, and I used to pick his guitar up, and then I kind of just found that I had an aptitude for it. And when I heard Django Reinhardt, there was just something that captivated me about Django's playing, the lyricism in his playing. At the time, I didn't know what that was. You know, I couldn't talk technically about it or even in any deep kind of way about it. But I just remembered that his music just used to, it was as if he was talking to me, as if he was, there was just that direct connection with his music. And of course, that was really because there was such incredible lyricism, and there was his improvising was so melodic, and it just kind of got to me. And I used to love listening to it. I didn't want to just listen to it. I wanted to be part of it. So as soon as I could, I just picked the guitar up.
Tell me about actually taking over Django's seat next to Stephan Grappelli.
Yeah, that was interesting because I first met Stephan Grappelli in 1975, I think it was. And this was 1979 now. And so I got a call to go and work with Stephan and play some concerts in France and Belgium. I was so thrilled to do that. And I thought, well, I hope he likes my playing. And he really enjoyed it. And I had a great time. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. Here I am working with, you know, one of the guys, one of the main men that influenced me all the way back then. So when we finished the tour, you know, I kind of thought, well, that would be it. I can always say that I worked with the great Stephan Grappelli. But then at the end of it, he said to me, well, I'm going to, I've got a tour of America in a couple of months' time. Would you like to play on that? And I said, yeah. So I came to America with him. Then after the end of that tour, he said, well, I've got a tour in England next. Would you like to do that? And I said, yeah. And this kind of went on for 11 years. So I toured with him for 11 years. And to this day, I'm still not sure if I was in the band or not. That's kind of how it works. So yeah, it was even at the time I realized what an amazing thing it was to be able to work with somebody who was, you know, he was a living legend. I was sitting next to this guy every night, somebody that influenced me and got me playing, and I became part of his life.
As a self-taught guitarist, Taylor came up with innovative techniques to help him learn the guitar.
I've always had this ability that I developed when I was a kid. Of being able to practice in my head, kind of practice virtually. So I could imagine, I could visualize the guitar. And I used to do that a lot when I was at school. I'd sit there daydreaming, looking out the window. And then I'd think about something I could play, and I'd work it out all in my head. And then I'd go home and I'd pick my guitar up. And my mum and dad would say, oh, how long have you been playing that? And I'd say, oh, I never played it before. But I played it over and over and over and over again in my mind.
With such a full schedule, how do you approach a performance?
When I play solo, I don't like to have a set program. Very often when I walk out on stage, I don't know what the first tune is going to be, let alone what the rest is going to be. But I, you know, I have a good idea about what I'm going to do. And as the evening goes on, as I play and I start to connect with the audience and the audience starts to connect with me, I just get a general feel of the room and what's going on, and that kind of tells me what I'm going to play next.
That's Martin Taylor, one of the world's greatest fingerstyle jazz guitarists. He's performing tonight at St. Joseph's Collegiate Institute. I'm Pat Feltball for WBFO.